Autobot Underpants.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley, and we're trying a whole different thing here. I know we were off for a while, had a couple weeks of kind of readjusting and reevaluating things, but now I've got co-hosts on the show, and we're doing the audio-only thing, so sorry you don't get to see my lovely face or any of these people, but it's probably for the best, actually. Spin is here.
Hello.
There's probably some kind of introduction I should do for Spin, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head. But
I'm sure everybody's still tripping on the fact that now they're not watching you, but they're like in their cars or
people are downloading driving, going where is he? Why don't I see him sitting in his apartment doing nothing, making stupid faces? I don't know.
We should actually time this so that people could actually commute. We could like make special ones.
We could make like the Robot Underpants Morning Zoo.
Hey, I have no horns, sorry. I retired them years ago. I haven't done the morning zoo thing in a long time.
Cowbells and shit. I was going to try to curb my swearing because I don't know, but whatever. Kazo is also joining us.
Good evening.
All the way from...
Live from the United Kingdom, is it?
Are you recording something?
Good morning here from the United Kingdom of England.
Where it actually is morning.
It is, actually. 2 minutes past six in the a.m. here in deepest, darkest Somerset.
You want to give us a... Wait, what, Eric, what?
Start Kazo's intro again.
You mean I have to, like, edit?
Yeah, because Mike walked in and you didn't hear him talking at the same time. Are you guys recording?
Start again.
You guys are... Mike,
you're late. Mike, you're late.
I just saw that everybody was hanging out.
This is why I never wanted to do it in Hangouts.
also joining us is Starman. I don't know if he wants to use his real name or not.
Yeah, I don't care.
Michael Gaines from Geekistry just joined us.
I just saw there was a Hangout. I was like, oh, my buddies are hanging out.
I know. What I should have only just invited a few people to do it right, but whatever. It doesn't matter. This show is not ever professional, so I'm not going to redo Kazo's intro. Kazo from the UK.
No need.
Also with traffic and weather.
Are there girls outside the bar? Can I have a Mountain Dew?
Never mind.
I get it.
All right.
I actually have gray eyes.
Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready for this, Langley?
Oh, I'm ready for this. This is how I prefer to do things. When it's just me, I'm just I don't know what I'm doing here. So, we do have a couple other people here. I don't think they probably won't be regulars on this show, but the other ones might be. Linda D is joining us.
Hello, from Manhattan.
She's in Manhattan.
Yes, New York City.
She's got, I don't know. She's going to fill us in on Occupy Wall Street or something, maybe. I don't know. We'll see where we go with that.
And then there's Patrick from Sweden.
Patrick from Sweden.
With the last name that looks very awesome, very metal, and in no way pronounceable.
How many umlauts are there?
How, of course, appropriate. I mispronounce pronounceable. Yeah. But at any rate... An awesome-looking heavy metal type name that is in no way pronounceable by Western audiences.
It's easy to pronounce, Eric.
It's easy for Kazo.
Well, because
and
you have an accent.
You live in Europe.
It's easy to pronounce.
Well, let the poor guy pronounce his last name.
If he wants to, he doesn't have to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, hi, guys.
Oh, okay, go.
Hi, guys. I'm Patrick from Sweden. My last name is pronounced Järvelöv.
Dude, you've got two sets of umlauts. That's
I know. If you've
awesome.
Got two umlauts over your name, you just win automatically.
You rock.
Because you can do that.
But the last part of the name is pronounced love, am I correct?
Yep.
Do you use that with young ladies?
No, it doesn't work here. Here it means leave.
If you came over here, it would totally work. Be like,
I it would be.
Patrick yeah, something other love.
I will go with that.
How you doing?
Oh, jeez.
Somehow that's just not quite Swedish enough there.
So there will be drinking on this show, and especially after that last comment. I'm going to go ahead and have a sip.
Cheers.
Something
Cheers.
There you go.
What are you drinking there, Matt?
Shit, I got a drink too.
Langley is drinking some Black Label Scotch, Johnny Walker. Well, I guess it's
I'm drinking from an unlabeled bottle that I've just found in the cocktail cabinet. That's only distinguishing mark is a sticker on the cork that says dry.
That has three X's on it.
I'm drinking something clear, colorless, and odorless.
Mm-hmm. Looks like water.
Yeah, water. Clean, fresh water from the source.
Dihydrogen oxide. Or is it hydrogen hydroxide?
All in the name of science.
H2O. Yeah, I don't know exactly.
Linda, I'm having green tea.
Green tea.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Sounds healthy.
I'm gonna CRB to get myself some slow gin.
I feel like Kazo, you should have like a skull and crossbones on that bottle.
It's like proper It's like proper message in it. I think it could be a message in a bottle. In fact, like I said, the only message is it just says dry on it.
The message at the end of the bottle is going to be dry, you should never have drank this.
Patrick, what app are you using?
Homemade slow gin.
Sorry?
What app are you using to put that lower third in?
Webcam Max.
Webcam Max, okay.
Yep.
And this being an all audio show, everybody should check out the cool lower thirds that Starman pointed out there.
I didn't know you were recording video. Are you recording this?
Yeah, I am recording that middle finger you just stuck up on the camera.
Hello, is this on? Hello?
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 Hello? Ladies and gentlemen, hello?
Yes, hello.
Okay.
Hello.
That's how you know it's a DFH production. There's always some crap going on. I'm just waiting for my laptop to catch on fire in the middle of this or something.
It's a different set of clothes that I wear. I think I showed up on DFH Door from Hell occasionally.
Oh yeah, you've been on a few of the old off ramp shows. Back in the day,
because we had totally different like styles. Because I had a couple shows back in the day. I've been on hiatus
for how many years now?
I don't know. I think I backed off around. Maybe 2007, 2008, so...
Yeah, because I remember occasionally I would tune in and see you do it. Like, maybe once or twice see you do a show. Or was it video? You had video, right?
No, we only did video. So it started in, like, 2001 with Slack Street Radio.
Right.
And then we did Buffy Radio, which I can explain. But, yeah, that's actually Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And
that's what I thought.
That emerged, evolved into Show Talkers. And then finally, the last iteration was just simply the Eric Rice Show. And that was actually four of us in the studio in California, out in the Silicon Valley. I've moved since then. And then, yeah, I think that we did some video, whether it was a location show or conferences, cons, things like that.
I've always just kept the show. Well, this is supposedly a different show, but it's all going to sound the same as every show I've ever done. I've always with the off ramp that I used to do, and now with Babelvox, I've kept it so loose that it doesn't matter what I do.
But see, that's how it works. You know, some TV shows do that, and actually, I mentioned Buffy Radio. The story of how that started was kind of funny. Somebody came to me once and they said, you know, you should watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It's really good, and I'm like, come on, good show.
And it was
the movie was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. And then as time went on, I just started realizing that everyone around me from every possible walk of life, every stripe, watched Buffy. They're like, oh man, I was watching Buffy last night. I'm like, really? I'm like, dude, you're a lawyer, or you know, dude, you're a waitress, or what? I mean, you know, everybody
doesn't matter
to watch this. So I said,
I got talked into watching every single episode of that.
Well, so what ended up happening was a friend of mine was watching it, and he said, yeah, you know, I was the exact same way. Loan me the DVDs. I think they were actually like UK region DVDs, so I had to mess around with the computer. And then I watched it, I'm like, hey, this isn't too terribly bad. And I kept watching it. And we would get together and we'd just talk about it, because he was only like a few episodes ahead of me. And then we decided, well, you know, this is what people do when they watch a show.
Yeah.
You know, if they're not watching it together, they'll be like, oh my God, did you see what happened last night? Did you see what happened last night on Warehouse 13, right? No spoilers, because I know a lot of people haven't seen the rest of the show, which is epic. But
I can't stand that show.
Let's go ahead and do a show. and we would talk about what we saw. So we did it like every Tuesday night. There were four of us, and it was pretty cool.
Did
it
people do shows about Lost that way? I wonder.
Probably. I'm sure. Yeah.
Probably.
But it was funny because the point of this story actually isn't about the history of Buffy, but the fact that things look like crap when they start, and then you can tell when they get money. Like, there was always these really tight shots of, like, warehouses and alleys. And in hell, by the time season 7 hit in Buffy, big, wide, sweeping panoramas. We were like, ooh, they've got some professional equipment. So maybe someday, Robot Underpants will be, you know, 300-400 thread count.
Yeah.
Silky.
Maybe. I should point out I've never seen Buffy either.
No, have
I. Mean, you should watch it. It's pretty good.
I hear it's good. We could do a whole new show.
I watched every single episode back to back, like in the space of a couple of weeks.
I have all the episodes on DVD.
Same here.
It was a question. It was like, download this one, download the next one, download. Just like, okay.
What do you mean download? That's not legal. What are you talking about?
In the UK, it's
download American TV shows. Didn't you know it's the law? We're allowed to
because of your internet profession. You have internet.
Actually, that's where we got the DVDs because the syndication laws here in the States are ridiculous. It's like, here's season 6. 12 years later, you get it on DVD. England got it like next week.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new Sarah Michelle Gellar thing?
Ringer?
I've heard of
Ringer.
It.
No, I haven't
seen it.
I watched the pilot, and it was diabolical.
I tried to watch the pilot, and I didn't get like 5 minutes into it.
I had to. I mean, I felt the same, but I had to get to the end, and I was just like, oh. And I've seen the there's like episode 2, 3, 4, and I'm just like, no, I refuse.
Are there any of the executive people involved in it? Because I have noticed that anything that Joss Whedon, the creator of Buffy, was remotely involved in, or any of his producers, ended up being amazing. I mean, there are connections to The Shield.
Yeah.
There was what was the one that good Lord, Eliza Dushku was in.
Oh yeah.
Wonder Falls, which was canceled, yeah. That was Canadian. Warehouse 13 has Jane Espenson involved, and
Firefly.
So you see a lot of these shows that come out of the Whedonverse, and Whedonverse. You know, I don't know, it's a mystery. So I'm curious if that Sarah Michelle Gellar show
had any jobs.
Yeah, no, the creators, somebody called Eric Charmello and Nicole Snyder is the creators of Ringer.
I don't know.
IMDb giving it a 7.3, folks.
If I'm interested in a show, I'll give it 3 episodes at least. You know, see if it redeems itself, but sometimes they don't.
Speaking of which, has anybody watched Terra Nova?
I was just going to talk about that.
okay.
I watched I watched the first three, and then I think it's been 5 now, hasn't it? And it's just.
It's a little rough, yeah.
Doesn't make me want to watch it, you know.
The science is all wrong. Like, all wrong. It's almost as if, like, some guy said, science fiction? Sure, I can write science fiction. I've seen Back to the Future.
I've seen
Jurassic Park. And he wrote this pile of crap. I mean, like, so several people have actually come to me and said, well, what did you think of Terra Nova? And they hadn't watched it yet. And I said, well, the science is bad. And the story is stupid. And they come to me, like, 2 hours later after they watched the pilot. They go, you were right. Yeah. The science was dumb. The biggest plot hole that I found in the thing is that they sent a probe through this rift, which apparently never showed up in the present time. They said it showed up in an alternate timeline. So I'm thinking, okay, so there's no two-way communication between the rift and where you are in the present. So how the hell do you know where you're going?
Right.
If the probe is in an alternate timeline and it never showed up in present day, how do you know where you're going? How do you know that you're not showing up in like freaking middle of space or something?
Yeah, just like dumped into a black hole. You're dumped back in Brooklyn. I can let stuff like that go if the story is good enough. But I got through about 1.5 episodes of that, and I fell asleep during the second one, so I was kind of like, yeah, I don't know.
I feel that way with computer shows, like The Net. Like, hey, she's using ResEdit.
There was a BBC show that was quite not dissimilar to Terra Nova. I think it was called like Outlanders or Outsiders or something like that. But it was there was something, you know, another attempt by the BBC drama people that would do things like Spooks or what you call MI5 over there in America, you know, great.
No, we call it Spooks.
But both of these shows are completely spawned from Avatar.
Consider that
when these programs, somebody goes, I've got a great idea for a TV show. Hey, this happens and this happens and this happens and this happens. They're like, okay, let's make it. And it comes out now. And it's all because of Avatar. And it probably happened before Avatar.
Well, yeah, that show looks like Avatar. It even has the guy from Avatar in it.
Are you talking about Blue People Avatar? Or Airbender Avatar?
Blue People Avatar.
Yeah, the Blue People Avatar. It's like, I mean, now there's...
And yes, I'm still bitter about that.
Yeah, I was confused about
Avatar?
That.
What?
What are you bitter about, Avatar or the TV show?
Oh, the fact that the blue people got the name.
Oh.
When a lot of people associated it with the TV show, the kids' animation.
Oh, I see.
I agree that it's a shame that somebody like Cameron ended up being the one responsible for that blue person connection to the word Avatar completely.
And then on top of it, M. Night comes in and totally defecates all over the franchise of The Airbender.
Yeah. That's a whole other thing. Yeah. I thought I was going to like Terra Nova because I liked that dude in Avatar and it looked a little like Avatar, and I liked Avatar. It was fine. And I liked the guy, the main character, the main actor in that, who was in that Mars show, Life on Mars show, which was a remake too. But so I thought, well, okay, maybe it'll be all right. But man, I don't know. It just seems a little bit, the story
it
seems
was,
a little
it's
shitty.
Like, the story is like stupid, right? So they, these people, this family, apparently are only allowed to have what, two kids,
right?
So they have this third kid, and the police come to check out their apartment, and they put the kid in the vent. Okay, fine. So they're ripping this place apart as if they're like the Gestapo.
Yep.
And they find the third kid, and they take the kid, and they make it seem like you're never going to see the kid again. You find out 15 minutes later into the show, which takes place, what, 2 or 3 years later, that all they would have gotten slapped with was a fine. And what did they do? They give somebody, a security guy, a big backpack full of money to get their kid back and go into this rift. I'm thinking, does anybody who was writing this show not see the big gaping plot hole in this thing? If all they were getting slapped with was a fine and they had money, why didn't they just pay the goddamn fine?
Instead of the dad punching the cop and going to jail or whatever.
Exactly. It's just like so stupid.
I'm looking at screenshots from this, and it's like everybody's too pretty. It's got this like Twilight vibe about it.
Is anybody sparkling?
Well, on Terra Nova.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen this, so I'll give it a shot. But still, oh, speaking of Twilight, I mean, really, I could not believe this.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, oh, don't come worry on. About it. It's basically, you know,
nope.
Pretty vampire.
No, let me stop you there.
If never watched it.
No, what you should do is go find the Rift Tracks version of it and watch it that way, because that's the best.
All I know is that I was in Best Buy, and this is the first time I have ever flinched at an inanimate object. But they had a whole series in like one of the aisles of hair dryers, curling irons, hair brushes. Now that's not really weird because you can get all sorts of stuff at, you know, Best Buy is like America's Future Shop or whatever your big box electronic store is. And so you can buy things like toasters and blenders and curling irons. So that's not weird by itself. But what was creepy was that it was all Twilight branded merchandise. You can get Team Edward brushes and curling irons and hair dryers.
They
were all purple boxes. I flinched and then like quickly moved to the check stand. Because,
so,
yeah.
You have kids, but you don't have any girls, do you?
No.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. Well,
none.
I mean, hopefully. I mean, well, I don't know. I mean, not hopefully.
Not that I'm aware of.
But, you know.
I ain't paid no wedding.
Hopefully no one's children, boys or girls, will ever want to have anything to do with that.
I think there's a big giant pile of stuff with the words Team Edward and Team Douchebag or whatever it is that's sitting next to the pile of Atari ET cartridges somewhere, because I'm sure that stuff did not sell as much as they thought it would.
Oh, I don't know, man. I would buy some ET Atari cartridges right now.
Well, it was not a bad game. It was not the best, but it wasn't as bad as they said it was. But they did overmarket it.
This looks like it's I'm still looking at screenshots of Terra Nova, and it still looks like a bad theme park. Are there aliens in this?
Eric, no. Eric, in the chat,
no. Dinosaurs,
chat,
man.
Provided you with a link that you can go to and click other episode links and watch them at your leisure.
Yeah, that's fine, but I don't even know if I want to get there. I'm looking. Yeah, there's like just dinosaurs. So it's we're not going to see any Terra Nova like Halloween costumes this year?
I highly doubt that one. There's no costumes to be had. It's like they're people. They're just humans.
Well, I'm sure there's no Twilight costumes to be had, but that's not going to stop people from gothing themselves out.
The only Terra Nova costume you could have is be a dinosaur or a large bug.
Yeah, it's like it's Jurassic Park meets Avatar.
I've put product in my hair, and I will go to sleep, wake up, and go trick or treating.
It'd be sparkly.
Team Sparkles. Okay, so this has only been on for like one season. So this is really new.
Four episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so Halloween is coming up. Halloween's coming up in a couple weeks.
Anybody Are you doing anything?
I have no plans.
Well, I got kids, so, you know, I'm probably going to, but I don't know what to do. I seriously wanted to cop out and just throw on like an anonymous mask or something.
You can go as Tupac.
I could go as Tupac. That would be...
I did.
Almost
last
believable.
Year.
Racially insensitive.
Charlie Sheen.
There you go.
That could be interesting. We could cut out one of the troll cartoon faces.
Get a big giant of white cardboard and cut a hole in and be a Facebook page.
Why you no give me candy? Yeah, I don't know. I just worry because I live in a weird area, so you know. I don't want to, like, put on a Guy Fawkes mask walking around and people be like, terrorist!
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'll
have... You're going to hack my candy bowl.
Buy any t-shirt from thinkgeek.com and then you can be that guy from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, pretty much. Any guy from Big Bang Theory.
That sounded, like, so professional. He's really not a sponsor.
No, actually, I'm not, because...
Wait, are you getting paid drop...
No, I wish I were, but, you know, I'm pretty ticked at Think Geek right now, so I'm definitely not, like...
Oh, Think Geek and CBS, I guess, huh?
No.
As he pauses to take a nice, refreshing sip from his Keystone Light.
Oh, did I tell you about this? we were goofing about that about Google Hangouts turning commercial, about a month ago we were talking about that?
Oh, yes.
Hmm.
Google Hangouts, for everybody who's still living in Facebook world, is the video chat, the 10-person video conference that is part of Google's fourth attempt at social networking on Google+.
The thing is, though, there could quite easily be an ad banner running above the top video here, and none of us would give a damn about it, but some people would still pay for it.
Hmm.
Well, anyway, so...
Maybe.
You would never click on it. It would be completely irrelevant, but people will still pay for that.
I think it's all the fake people that will infiltrate our social lives online.
It's not that's not the point. It's the fact that we're still in an industry or a world in an economy where idiots will still pay the money for that space up there. They would.
Oh, yeah, you mean the ad people will pay for the space. Sure.
Ads do it. They do it on YouTube videos, and I hate when it covers up, especially when you're watching like a rebroadcast of like a news show. The banner shows up in the bottom third or whatever, the bottom fourth of the screen, completely blocking like the name of like who's talking. Oh, I got to quickly close the ad. And I know there's ad blockers.
Exactly. What do you do when you see an ad pop up on a YouTube video? You close click it. The X quickly as you can, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And so
– yeah.
And hope you don't miss.
The trouble is that the marketing and the advertising industry, you know, are really kind of dishonest industries because they consistently deliver campaigns that don't deliver because people don't give a damn about them. But the thing is that the media company selling the space is laughing because there is always idiots out there going to pay for it.
Somebody will.
I'm tired of seeing.
And we
ads
wonder
for
why the economy is
I'm sorry. What was that, Eric?
Oh, the ads that I'm really getting tired for are the ads for things I just got finished searching for.
That's when it becomes a bit too pervasive.
It's like, hello, yes, I know. Now I will never get rid of the ads unless I search for something else.
Yeah. So now you've got all these ads.
To Enterprise.
Yeah.
To Enterprise.
Is somebody expecting a teleport?
I wish.
Captain's Law.
And I know there's ad blockers, but you're like, yeah, I got to install an ad blocker today. And then you get
you gotta
busy.
Go through all that.
It's called laziness shit. Before people start jumping all over. I use an ad blocker. Therefore, I know everything about, you know. Calm down. Have some dick.
Clear your cookies out.
Have some spotted dick.
Clear your cookies out and have some spotted dick.
Right. We went through this earlier. Oh, we went through all the Britishisms earlier on before the show.
I do recall the spotted dick conversation.
Have some spotted dick in your lorry in the garage with your.
I thought it was aluminium, not spotted dick.
Aluminium.
We were talking.
I always get the two mixed up.
We have some aluminium in the garage.
But do you have any spotted dick in the garage?
No spotted.
Now that's the spotted dick is in your boot.
There are various puddings, said. But we have no spotted dick. We have a few puddings.
Well, I have no plans for Halloween, which kind of sucks because in the past I've been pretty big on Halloween. Although living in this city, every day is fucking Halloween, so...
That's right.
It's sort of hard to top, you know, things like Beta Breakers and Folsom Street Fair. That's just a whole other thing. But I mean,
Folsom,
you know,
Street Fair, that looked like a heap of fun.
Folsom Street Fair?
Yeah.
Folsom Street Fair is an S&M party.
I saw your Flickr set.
Yeah, full-on... You name it, it happens in the street.
A lot of flesh tones in that Flickr set.
Flesh tones, yes.
I'm just there kind of looking at it, shaking my head, going, San Francisco.
But it's like, I've been here almost a year, and it didn't take but like 2 months for me to go, oh yeah, there's another guy in a crazy outfit. Whatever.
I've been here over a year, and I haven't been spanked once.
Yeah, so when Folsom Street Fair rolled around, it was like, oh, this actually is standing out a little bit, because people are naked peeing on each other. Like, this is okay.
No way.
And you know when you're actually really acclimated to the city is when you look past the dudes peeing on each other and you're like, that car did not properly curb their wheels parking on a hill. Don't they know how dangerous that is? Don't they know that they could, you know, get a ticket for that and it's quite expensive?
Wheels.
Exactly.
What's a ticket on that?
I don't know.
You can't get a ticket for not curbing your wheels, but yeah.
Yeah, you can. You can.
No, the other.
Peeing on each other, or
yeah. Is there a ticket for that?
Oh no, that's not part of the show.
Oh, that's legal.
I mean, there are nightclubs that have that kind of action.
Yeah, it's legal to be naked in this city.
How about
in public?
Relieving yourself.
I guess because it was part of the, you know, the three or four blocks that were blocked off for the festival. I guess
I think you're only allowed to relieve yourself in public if it's on somebody that is sat on the pavement, which they're not allowed to do, so you get away with it.
I see.
Or if you have a urination on other citizens permit.
Maybe.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
But I'm sure there are some probably very obscure
money.
There's probably some very obscure 1864 law where, like, chewing a bubble gum, you know, chewing a stick of bubblegum while carrying a parakeet in a cage on odd-numbered streets on the avenues.
On Thursdays.
You're going down, you son of a bitch.
Around the Tenderloin in San Francisco, you know, they're the guys that sat there on the corner, you chuck them a dollar, you can piss on them if you want.
Probably, yeah. Meanwhile, right. Meanwhile, you can't buy a goldfish in the city, so you know.
Dirty job, but someone's got to do it.
It's bedtime for me, guys.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, even though I didn't know you were recording anything.
Are there girls in the bar?
Where is the Mountain Dew?
Go on, go and attack the darkness.
I want to cast Magic Missile.
Starman's not really going to
Am
bed.
Am I getting drunk?
Starman's going to go play MUDs.
Yeah.
Hey, don't diss the old school.
Oh man, I used to play MUDs very briefly, and I just went, I don't get it.
What do you mean?
I think I was in bad MUDs, to be honest with you. I think I was just in MUDs that
were all bad.
I just find it funny though, because you and I both, and I'm sure a few others, play Warcraft, which is essentially a MUD.
With yeah, pictures. By the way, did you do your dailies today?
Right. No, I don't do dailies. I fight other players. Not AI. Right.
Good night, everybody.
Okay.
Tomorrow. Good night.
Our man is checking out.
Good night.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Matt, Langley, on the whole feedback thing, as we're coming up on 30 minutes here, what do we do? How do we do? I'm new here. I'm the new kid. How do people contact us on the show? How do people get a hold of us on Twitter?
Well, you
Give
see.
Give us all the boring administrivia.
Well, we do have a Twitter account called Robot Underpants that is not really checked all that often. And I used to say, just contact me on as Langley and tell me if you're listening to this stupid show. And occasionally people would tune in.
We're going to go for a stupid extra strength.
Yeah. Robots you can... You can go ahead and say, hey, I'm listening to your stupid show at Langley. Or you can, I guess, at Spin if you wanted to. I don't know.
That's right. I am Spin on Twitter.
Are you that music magazine?
No, and I am not the class that you spin at.
Oh. Well, no kidding.
There's lots of things. There's like a ping pong club in New York called Spin.
Really?
There's a gay nightclub in Chicago called Spin. There's the magazine, Spin Magazine. And then anybody that's at Spin class. Hmm. I'm at Spin.
Just at Spin.
Yeah.
Nice and easy.
Or at Spin class, they throw in a space, you know.
I get a lot of people talking about Air Force bases and parties at them.
Oh, Langley, yeah. I ran across somebody whose name is Denny, who gets every check-in for people who are, you know, drunk off their ass on a mission to go build fine art postmodern sculptures out of silverware.
At Denny's.
Yeah, at Denny's.
Oh, that would definitely
Because
be
the
bad.
Apostrophe and the S just don't show
Doesn't
up.
Doesn't show up, yeah. That would be bad. Yeah. I make a point to respond to everyone that incorrectly mentions me. And it's happened several times that the same guy has a party at Langley AFB. And, you know, instead of saying at Langley, he uses the ampersand. So I always respond and go, I don't think I'm going to make it again this time, man. Maybe next time. And usually...
Well, we should probably try and find a way so people can comment. That's maybe a little more reliable than Twitter.
Well, they can also go to robotunderpants.com and leave some comments on the show.
That's probably the easiest.
You can also go...
What you need is an iPhone application for the show.
Well, maybe. You can also find
click a button, go, hey, I think your show sucks. Click.
Are you going to just consider it to be like a 30-minute or 60-minute long mic check?
Yeah, pretty much. But you most likely found this show on Geek News Central, as it is part of the Geek News Central podcasting network.
And please bear with us, because obviously we went from 10 minutes of Langley's ugly mug, yeah. I mean fine chiseled sculpted face, to audio with a whole crap load of people. We don't even know what this sounds like. I mean, am I echoing? Echoing? Is
no,
there
you
an
sound
echo?
Great. You sound great.
Oh, why, thank you.
Except for that little echo from me. But I don't know what it's from.
Well, so we'll figure it out. We work. It's evolutionary.
No, this is fun.
Design.
I would think this is far more entertaining than what I had been doing. So, yeah. So, yeah, no worries there.
And who knows? Video could come back someday.
It could. There's always a chance that we will do this show so well that we'll get advertisers and be able to buy us all new machines for our...
Yes, we will be walking down the street and people will be cutting us off. We'll be in the crosswalk. Somebody will just pull up, screech to a halt, door will fly open, and somebody will be like, hey! And then just like throw money at us. I will be like, oh, thank you.
You don't have that
You're
already?
The guy from the internet.
But most likely
You're the
not.
Guy from the internet. Here, have some money. Here, would if you we... like, as long as you... say my brand name as well. That would be nice. Thank you.
That's fine. If someone wants me to say their brand name and pay me money for it, absolutely. No problem. I got no problem with that. I mean, until we get hot chicks on video to be part of this show, it'll probably just be like this. Because I don't really see why.
Cool. Kick back. Hopefully you're at work now or you're jogging in place. You're like, come on, I need to shut off my iPod. Jog, 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 jog.
are you saying we're wrapping up? Is that it?
I think we are.
Okay. That sounds good. That's a good 34-minute show. That's 20-some-odd minutes longer than the usual show.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, we'll see how it goes in the future. But, yeah, that's good enough. Thanks for tuning in. And, yeah, I guess that's a show.
Next week, it is.
Next week will be another one.
All right.
See you then.